This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's automobile sector is witnessing an unprecedented transformation driven by the aspirations of the people of the country. He highlighted the country's potential as an investment destination in the mobility sector. The Prime Minister reiterated the government's support while stressing on green technology and the Make in India initiative. He was speaking after inaugurating the six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
Aaj ka Bharat aspiration se bhara hua hai, yuva urja se bhara hua hai. Yahi aspirations hame Bharat ki automotive industry mein dikhai deti hai. बीते साल में भारत की ऑटो इंडस्ट्री करीब 12% की ग्रोथ से आगे बढ़ी है. मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड के मंत्र पर चलते हुए अब एक्सपोर्ट भी बढ़ रहा है.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the country stands as an outstanding destination for every investor looking to shape their future in the mobility sector. Highlighting the expansion of the Bharat Mobility Global Expo this year, Mr. Modi noted that more than 800 exhibitors participated and over 1.5 lakh people visited the expo last year. The theme of Bharat Mobility Global Expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. The entry to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo is free for all visitors from the 19th to the 22nd of this month. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh, and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics, Praveen Kumar, were honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna Award. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict and 16 are still missing. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. He said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India at the swearing-off ceremony of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi the revival package was cleared in yesterday's Cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh underscored the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of the growing tension in the defence and security environment. He said the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time. He was addressing an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi today. Today is the last day for filing of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. Several candidates of the Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are going to file their nominations on the last day today. Candidates can withdraw their names by Monday. BJP today promised 2,500 rupees will be given to every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees in the national capital if voted to power in Delhi. The party president, JP Nadda, today released BJP's Sankalp Patra Part 1 in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.